Welcome to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast for women of faith in business looking to take their careers or businesses to the next level without compromising their faith. If you're ready to begin taking action on your entrepreneurship goals, learn tips, tools, and strategies to execute consistently and manifest the life of your dreams, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Halima de Oliveira, business strategist, three-time author, using the fusion of faith and finances to lead female-led e-commerce brands to six and seven-figure revenue targets annually. Ready? Let's work. Tune into today's episode, Already in Progress. Welcome back to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast. This is episode 55, How to Stop Being the Sacrificial Lamb. So sis, you know I don't hold back on these episodes. And the last 4 weeks, God has been working on me. It's been difficult. It's always difficult when the next level of elevation in your life is upon you. You begin to question everything, even the areas where there's nothing wrong. Things are going well. It is important to take a pause and sit quietly with yourself. When God decides to use you and you accept, you don't get to choose which parts of your story to share. You don't get to choose with which truths to give and which ones to withhold. This is extremely, it's an extremely vulnerable place to be. The best words I can use to describe this feeling is you wake up and you can feel compelled to share, much like I was compelled to share today. You're being led to share versus you choosing to share. This feeling, if you try to squelch it, never goes away. I woke up this morning, I had a real honest conversation with God last night, open, honest conversation with God. I expressed my gratitude for where I am in my life. And my business, and Lord knows I'm grateful for all of it, but there's this desire for more, a desire to do, be, and help more people, more, more, more. And, it is extremely difficult battling this back and forth. So for those of you who have followed the journey since the beginning, I reclaimed faith this month, 6 years ago, and I'm going to do my best not to cry. Subhanallah. Wow. And as I'm saying this, I just realized on July 30th, 2015, I reclaimed faith. Alhamdulillah. Whew. Faith is extremely important to me. My connection with God is everything. With that connection to God, there is a responsibility, and that responsibility is to show people what is possible for their life with God in it. Each of us has that responsibility. We came from a place and we are headed to a place, and both of those places and all of it in between belong to God. To an ongum, y'all, don't worry. So therein lies the dilemma for me, and I'm sure many women of faith, no matter the faith tradition. For me, I hang around with a lot of women of faith. They come from, different faith traditions in all walks of life. But the thing that they have in common is, one, their faith, and their faithfulness to God, the creator. And then, they have this desire to leave a legacy. They have a desire to change the world as they know it. They have this desire to make an impact. And for me, that's extremely important. And, for a long time, I tried to push that down within myself. And I tried to say, no, you can lead just a regular life and you can have this 9-to-5 job and, your kids and your family, your beautiful family. And that's all life that, there is to life. And you'll be good with that. Right. And it just kept coming up for me. The idea to start BUNHD, to start my business, kept coming up for me. The idea to, just be more in the world kept coming up for me and continues to come up for me. And now that I'm in my business, actively in my business, actively helping women, now comes the next levels within that. I started, at the base, at the bottom, I didn't have a format for when I spoke. I just spoke from the heart. I didn't have an agenda, when I spoke. I didn't have any of that. I just came and I gave my presentation. And of course, by God's grace and mercy, I did well. But as I move in business, I have to be a lot more intentional. So there needs to be an agenda. There needs to be, you know, me speaking from the heart, but at the same time, me tailoring it to who's in front of me, right? And so, you know, just to get back on track to the episode and to what I, all of what I want to say. How do I keep my life's goals, aspirations, and intentions focused on God while living and taking hold of what's in the world? I know you've asked yourself this question. I know you've asked yourself this question. The answer, mind your intentions and ensure everything you're doing is with God and the world beyond this one in mind. Girl, sis, honey, queen, I got lots of names for you guys, right? I know that that is easier said than done. My entire corporate career, I've made and have been around and surrounded by money and the things money can buy. In my book, Pray and Grow Rich, I talk about the negative sides of money and the things they make you do all for the attainment of it. At the beginning of my business, while helping other women build 6- and 7-figure brands, I was secretly giving away almost every dime I earned in my business because I was afraid of the evil side of money. I had come to know from working in corporate America and my own stinking thinking about money. We'll be right back. So sis, what's keeping you stuck? I'll tell you a little bit about what kept me stuck. My stinking thinking was stunting my growth. Hiding behind and supporting other people's businesses, ambitions, and efforts, and putting mine to the wayside. I would go out of my way to help someone else and procrastinate or put my stuff to the side. Literally, really and truly, I'm telling you the truth. In my coaching business, I watch women with friends, husbands, and families pump the brakes on their potential because they don't want to leave them behind or go too fast. You know, their friends and family go flying off this roller coaster ride called life, right? So they don't want to go too fast, or they slow down, or they stop altogether. So I'm including myself in this. We do this, right? These are true stories. This is me telling you the God honest truth about my own journey. And I'm saying this because I want to help us. I want to help you. I'm helping myself, and I also want to help you. Imagine if the women who surrounded the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khadija, Fatima, Aisha, Nusayba, radiallahu anhuma, to name a few, shrunk themselves, held back from playing full out, what would we have lost? Imagine what we would have lost without their courage, tenacity, and vivaciousness. The same community and people you are shrinking back from need you to play full out, much like the Khadijas, Fatimas, Aishas, Nusaybas, radiallahu anhuma of the world. Think about it. Oh, these contradicting thoughts hold me back and make me frustrated with myself. Truth is, my business is a 6-figure business, and I have been for a few years now. While I personally live comfortably, it's not where I want to be. For me, coming from where I come from, having a house, rental properties, cars, purses, you name it, those material things, I had them. While they are not my focus now, I have a renewed focus and intention. I do want stability for my children, to leave them with a legacy that can be passed down from generation to generation, to set them up with a foundation they can continue to build on, to help them not have the struggles I had getting started in business or life. And I want to help other women feel empowered in their faith and their identities. I want to travel the world, meet new people, and spread joy and love. Genuinely, that is truly what comes from my heart. To accomplish this, I need to free up my time, though. And no matter how, you know, far I go, how much progress I make, I come back to this idea. I come back to this idea that I need to free up more of my time. And not free up more of my time so I can occupy it with work or occupy it with someone else's, you know, cry for help or need for me. To occupy it with what I need for myself and what I need to build up in myself so that I can be there for these other people, right? Like I said, I want other women, you know, to feel empowered in their faith and identities. I want to travel the world and meet these new people. And, you know, I want more money so that I can be afforded the time freedom that I need. And as any business owner knows, going back to having a six-figure business, running a six-figure business means you're probably still working in your business, not working on your business to a degree, and you don't have time freedom. And that's the truth in my business right now. The truth is in my business is while I have freed up some of my time, I have not freed up enough of the time that I need to be able to replenish myself and to build the business and to build the life and the legacy that I want to. That's a hard thing to admit. That was the hard conversation that I was having with God last night. The hard conversation of saying to myself, hey, I'm happy where I am. I love where I am, but I want more. Admitting that, you know, to myself was even hard, let alone saying it to other people. So here I am on this podcast admitting this, and I've actually recorded this podcast and I'm going to release the video as well. Maybe I'll do it on my YouTube channel and maybe I'll do snippets on my IG. But I think that women need to hear more of this honesty. So my goal over the next 5 months left in 2021 and going into 2022 is to work on my time freedom, hiring more staff and making more decisions and creating processes that bring in new business without me having to have my hands in it. It's going to be tough. You know, as a business owner, one of the things, you know, and especially being a solopreneur where you started out yourself, you started out from the mud, right? You're used to taking on all the roles and being in all the roles. And yes, you hire people to do different things for you. But it's another thing to take 90% of what you do in your business and give that full 90% over to someone else to do for you to train them and teach them. And then you're doing 10% of the work in the business. But then that frees the other 90% of the time for you to work on the business. And I think that for me, I had that epiphany. When I was in Jamaica, sitting by the ocean, I instantly knew I wanted more experiences like the one by the ocean. Yes, I was working for 2 of the 5 days that I was there. But guess what? That experience showed me that's exactly what I wanted. I only want to be working part of the time. I only want to be working in my business part of the time. I don't want to be working in my business as much as I'm working in my business right now. To work on my business for a few hours a day and work on my faith and enjoy my life and the people in it for the rest, period, with a T, absolutely. That's what I want to be doing. God knows I genuinely enjoy helping people, women specifically, achieve their goals and dreams. There's a joy and a sense of achievement and satisfaction I receive when I see another woman achieve her goals and dreams. But there's a but. I can no longer do that at the expense of my own dreams. My goal is to introduce more done-for-you coaching services and new self-paced courses. This will help me reach and serve more women while freeing up my time in the process. Just saying this, the lump in my throat is starting to dissipate. And as you can see, visually, for those who are watching this live, visually, it is something that is so hard to say and something that is taking so much courage for me to admit. And sis, I know you feel this too. I know you play the role of a sacrificial lamb in your own life. When I was a young wife, I did it for 10 years. I put my own life goals on hold to raise my children and help my husband build his business. While I found and I find great satisfaction in doing this, I still long for the time when I could work on my own goals and dreams. It's important to be open and honest from the beginning in every relationship. So for you newlyweds, for you guys, you know, you ladies just starting out in your careers and in your business, be honest in every single relationship. Be unapologetic about what it is that you want from the relationship, in the relationship, what you are willing to contribute, what you aren't willing to contribute, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I promise you, people will love and respect you for that honesty. When I came to my now ex-husband with all my hopes and goals and dreams in the 9th year of our marriage, he felt betrayed. He said that I had done a 180 and completely changed. Truth is, I wasn't strong enough and open enough to let him know all I wanted from the very beginning. A year later, we were divorced, and so began the journey of me becoming the woman I am today. I'm still a woman coming into herself, coming into all of who I am. The beauty of that is every day I learn something new, and I can work on becoming and doing more. That's exciting to me. Over the years, when I would see other coaches move from one-on-one coaching to group coaching and more courses, I couldn't understand why. I respected it, but I didn't understand why. I was like, I'm a people person. I like hands-on and the one-on-one and the being involved in every minute detail with every single client. Fast forward a few years later, I get it. I know what I had to do in the beginning, you know, being on all of those calls, doing all the one-on-ones. That was all a part of my 10,000 hours. The one-on-one FaceTime with each client, but I get it now. Time is an invaluable resource you don't get back. I also now understand that in order for me to pour out, I have to be poured into. There are a few things and a few ways I like to pour into myself. Learning is paramount. It's essential for me. Networking with like-minded people, like-hearted people is essential. Travel is essential for me. Consistent growth, essential. Time with my family and friends, essential. To do these things, I need more time. Money is a tool, and it is the tool to get me there. We'll be right back. 5 tips to stop being the sacrificial lamb. My prayer with this episode is that it helps someone, at least one person, that it helped to set you free just hearing and seeing it, that it helps you to make difficult decisions, have difficult conversations with the people in your life. The people who truly love you will support you. Those who don't will remove themselves from the equation. We only get one life, and we should ensure that we are living it first and foremost to please God, and secondly, to fulfill our destinies. No more shrinking, holding back, and sacrificing. Here are 5 quick tips to help you stop being the sacrificial lamb in your life. Spend some time with yourself like I did last night, some time talking to God, some time, you know, having a real hard talk with yourself. Assess where you are and where you'd like to be without taking into account what others will think. That last part is imperative, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, sis. 2, reevaluate and structure the systems in your life personally and professionally. Implement them ASAP, right now. It's right now. It's not waiting until the website is ready, not waiting until you have graphics, not waiting until you have the money, not waiting for any of those things. It's putting those structures and systems in place now. And they begin with boundaries. They begin with boundaries, the boundaries for yourself, and they begin with, you know, helping people to, you know, see what your boundaries are, and then you respecting them. The more you respect your boundaries, the more others will respect your boundaries. Affirm to yourself and people in your life what things will look like going forward. There's those boundaries. Regardless of what you've been or done for them in the past, this is extremely difficult. Again, here comes that lump in the throat, right? The longer you delay this step, the more dire the circumstances may become. Communicate now. Trust me on this one. This does not mean divorce is imminent or the relationship is ended or the friendship is over or anything like that. But the longer you delay, your change in direction may seem like that's what you want, that you want the relationships to end. You want a divorce or et cetera, et cetera. When all you want is to be your full self with the people in your life. Number four, ensure the outcomes suit you, even if they don't suit the other person well. So ensure the outcome suits you well, even if it doesn't suit the other person well. The same way it's your job to speak up for you is the same way it's important for them to speak up for themselves. Learn to negotiate, not just compromise. Five, ask yourself, if I delay this or don't accomplish this goal at all, how will I feel? If the answer is anything less than a spectacular, set about accomplishing that goal. Even if you fail miserably, you can say, I did it. It's your time, sis. Go get you some. My inspirational quote of the week? I actually have two. Please do not pretend to be perplexed about the state of your progress in life. Distraction or discipline? One is winning. That is all the explanation needed. Brendan Burchard. The second one, this hadith fuels my life and helps me to join together my faith and my goals and dreams as an entrepreneur. I have placed this on my desktop computer to keep me focused and intentional and to understand that to want more in this life, I don't have to give up my faith or life in the hereafter. I pray it helps you find the balance too. God created us to worship Him. He promised us Jannah for our obedience, and He tasked us with living, keyword, living in the world for a time to receive it. Whoever abstains from asking others, Allah will make him contented. And whoever tries to make himself self-sufficient, Allah will make him self-sufficient. And whoever remains patient, Allah will make him patient. Nobody can be given a blessing better and greater than patience. The Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I pray you find the courage, find the balance, and work with real intention on the beautiful life you want to manifest. Ameen. I'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum. This has been another spectacular episode of Boss Hijabipreneur, brought to you by BUNHD LLC and the Not Without My Hijab stage play. To find out more about services for women of faith in business and the next city up on the tour, visit www.bunhd.com. It is our hope here at BUNHD that after each episode, you will be empowered to have a deeper connection in your spirituality, personal, and business relationships. As women of faith, we have a responsibility to learn our religion, apply it to our daily lives, and to make a positive contribution in our local and global communities.